Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Munson Creek wildfire has made it down to Chena Hot Springs Resort, but firefighters are keeping it away from buildings. State Forestry spokesperson Tim Mowry says the blaze, last estimated at 24,000 acres, crept down a hillside toward the resort overnight.
There's three fingers of the fire that are sort of coming down that hillside. It's not a big wall of flames or anything like that. The closest it got was about within 100 yards behind the resort. We've got firefighters positioned there to stop it, and they've been successful doing that.
A system of water pumps, hoses, and sprinklers are set up around resort structures, as well as dozens of private cabins and homes outside the resort along the last 8 miles of Chena Hot Springs Road, where an evacuation order remains in effect.
Closest it is to any to the road or, you know, those cabins along the road on the south side is about 1 mile. So it's still a little distance from the road. Firefighters continue to set up structure protection around more cabins as they move farther down the road toward 48 mile. There's a subdivision down toward 48 mile that they're going to be working on setting up structure protection today.
Mowry says cooler, cloudier weather will give firefighters time to complete that work. He says another crew is coming on board today, bringing the total number of firefighters assigned to the Munson Creek Fire to 175. The pilot and passengers who were aboard a small plane that crashed last week in North Pole are all out of the hospital. A Fairbanks Memorial Hospital spokesperson says the pilot, identified by state troopers as 63-year-old Evan Wheeler, as well as 59-year-old passenger Sherilyn Wheeler and two children, a 10 and an 11-year-old, have all been discharged from the hospital. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating last Thursday's crash in which the single-engine Cessna hit trees after taking off from a private airstrip in North Pole. I'm Dan Bross.